Laughlin Casino faces record fine in the state of Nevada. The Nevada Gaming Commission has issued a fine of $500,000 against Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort for two incidents involving the mistreatment of a patron and a resort employee by security officers almost 2 years ago. The record fine is part of a settlement the Laughlin Hotel Casino made with the State Gaming Control Board to resolve the regulatory issues that arose from the separate incidents in 2022. The resort had already fired four security officers involved and reassigned the fifth to a different position. Security guards disregarded resort policies. One incident occurred when a customer refused to vacate a slot machine area during an accounting check at the resort. The other event involved an unidentified Riverside employee falsely accused of smoking marijuana during his shift. In both cases, individuals sustained injuries while in the hands of the security guards. It was alleged that the guards forcefully threw the casino patron to the ground, resulting in a leg injury. Several months later, Riverside officials set up a review committee to examine the incidents and prevent similar occurrences in the future. During Thursday's hearing, Riverside's chief operating officer, Matthew Laughlin, mentioned that separate security guards were implicated in the two incidents, and their activities showed a lack of regard for the resort policies. He noted that the company did not evaluate the guards' personalities before hiring them. Nevada posts highest monthly gaming revenue. Earlier this month, the Nevada Gaming Control Board released the gambling results for January, showing a combined gaming win of over $1.2 billion for the month. The figure sets a new record as the highest total generated monthly. It also reflects a slight uptick from the win in the same month in 2023. The total gaming revenue covers income from all regulated gambling activities in the state's licensed casinos, including slots, table games, online poker, sports betting, and horse wagering.